Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hello, everyone. Go Welcome ahead. Back Hold to up. The Duck Call Room.
Hold up.
We're happy to have
Hold
you.
Hold up.
Oh, we're not starting?
Wait.
Wait now.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Duck Call Room featuring Cy Robertson, Justin Martin, and John Goblin, and John David Owen. We're welcome. Happy to have you.
That ain't what you said a while ago.
I'm tired.
I'm about to say there's going to be a lot of people that say, man, we like this, John David.
Yeah. Here you go, Kenny. Here's Boring Me.
Here you go.
Back.
Here you go, Vic.
Oh, yeah. Man. Who's? I don't know him.
Oh, you're oh, fine.
Wow.
You're I won't fine. Go read those.
Wait a minute. I'm not ready.
He ain't ready.
Put
he
your jigs on your microphone.
Break. You got to get it
back. I
got to
get my microphone back right.
That's right. Hey, God. Hey,
so you struggling?
I'm, it off. I'm on the struggle
Why?
Of the bus.
It's only an hour.
It doesn't matter.
Do what?
Feels like. I wanted it to happen real bad, but I forgot about the first, like, 2 days. After it happens.
See, I love this time, Chuck.
I do, too. I'm for it. I wanted it to happen.
It's dark when I get up now.
It's dark when everybody gets up, which is a good thing.
Oh, my kids slept till it's daylight.
Oh. It's usually dark when I go to bed.
Just wait till they're set. Well, my kids wouldn't wake up this morning, but last night, whenever I was like, all right, bedtime, and they're like, it only feels like it's 7:30. And
well, that's because you told them the time change.
They swung from the ceiling.
You can't let them know the info. You just let them look up and see the clocks. I'm like, oh, man, I'm supposed to be tired. It's 8:30.
I did make a mistake, Martin.
What? You told them.
No.
Don't let them know that. Look, knowledge is power. They don't need that kind of knowledge at 7.
So Carter wake up as early as he can. Yep. That way he can get started on all the things that he feels he needs to do that
Well,
day.
How else are you going to be Abraham Lincoln? Yeah. You know?
So he wake up ready to go. So we have this clock that turns green when he's allowed to get out of bed. It's like for 6:30.
You didn't fix that clock, did
I
you?
Didn't, but I had this idea. I was like, hey, Carter, the time is changing, so it's going to be different. So you can't get out of bed, but I went the opposite way on accident. So he just sat in bed till his clock said 7, which was 8. And he said, Dad, this morning was so boring. I felt bad.
Oh.
It was a tough morning.
That'd be all right. At least he stayed in there.
He obeys.
He hung in there.
You've got compliance, which is half the battle, right?
He read a bunch of books, I assume, about all sorts of things. But, man.
No, mine handled it like a champ. I was a little concerned, but they did good.
So, how did you handle it?
Oh, I got about 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, he didn't even know.
He said the time change.
When you're quasi retired, such as that man, time change don't matter.
Yeah, my wife said, "Oh,
4 days."
Yeah,
I said, "What time?" She said, "Whatever." And I said, "Nope, wrong. My mind's got different." She said, "You hadn't jumped forward yet." I said, "Oh." I said, "Well."
Yeah, he hadn't finished his watch yet.
Really?
Yeah, hell.
What time? It's 2:17.
Oh,
right?
He has fixed it. Wait, did I fix mine? Oh, mine's right. I just can't tell time.
Well, he can't tell time, boy.
That's all.
He fixed his watch.
He has number problems.
I have a lot of problems.
Oh, he needs a digital output.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to read that old monologue or whatever it is.
Well, I was in Virginia, so.
Monologue.
I was already ahead, so I was double ahead.
You want to know what will send a man into a panic in this day and age? Friday, I left.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Go to an event and look for your duck calls, and they're not there.
Uh-oh.
I can make it without duck calls.
Well, I did. I went to Richmond to Bass Pro and bought some more.
Did you put it on the company?
I should have.
You should have. I would have approved it for you.
I
went and bought duck calls that I built.
Yeah. I'd have said, hey, man, that's marketing. I would have approved it for you. Yeah. You should have put it on. Send me your receipt. I'll get you your money
back. So that's just one thing. So what's your thought?
So Friday, I left work a little early because, you know, I saw the rain coming. I was like, hey, I'm going to mow my grass for the first time. So I did. if you mow your grass and you cut your cable and internet line,
he gone.
When you have two very small children who's pretty much everything depends off cable and internet right now, between their monitors, their little sock things that Si got them, all depends on that. Life is tough. Run into a small panic. That's right. You're like,
life is tough.
So then you get on the phone with your service provider. That's next to useless. So then you call a buddy who also works in this business. Say, hey, man, you got any of these kind of fittings? I just need to hook back up. I got enough cable. I got enough wire. I'm good. I just need the ends.
I just need to put them back together.
And he did. Right. And his guy stopped by at like 7 o'clock Friday afternoon and put that stuff back together, Friday night, whatever you want to call it, and put that stuff back together for me. I slid him a Hondo.
I was about to say, most people don't get that kind of treatment.
No, I slid him a Hondo, and he took his wife to dinner. Well, so, you know.
Win-win situation.
Wow. But, buddy, I was in a panic. Yeah. Whenever that lawnmower went over that, and I heard, I said, I knew what it was.
Well, they didn't bury it right or whatever.
Them stupid idiots were supposed to bury it back in October and still haven't shown up to do it.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, what's funny is last week I went online, and since they're a corporate place, I made a safety concern.
There you go. Safety concern.
Because I figured that would get
a
reaction, and it did, and the technician showed up, and he was like, yeah, but I can't do that. I said, okay, that's fine. I said, that's no big deal. And then the next day I cut it.
Oh, and the next day you cut it?
Yeah, not intentionally.
I weed-eated mine one time, but it wasn't it. I don't know what I weed-eated. It's still sticking out of the ground.
Probably your phone, old phone line.
But don't work, I guess. It might work. I don't know what it is.
Do you have a landline?
I don't know. I think
you know what a landline is.
I'm aware of what a landline is. I think I have a landline because it's cheaper to get the landline with the cable, some sort of bundle. But I don't have a phone hooked up to it. So I probably have a phone number somewhere.
He piggybacked it, boys.
There you go. You need to go buy you a phone. You need to go buy you a landline and just start calling people.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Call Si. He'll
just
hang up on you.
Sitting here in my kitchen next to the wall.
I'll robo kill him.
He can hang up on you with the best of them.
Right. Yeah. Well, just when you think, I bet he won't hang up this time. Mm-hmm. He keeps going.
Oh, that's just.
I wonder how many times Ed McMahon's called him.
Oh, no. Hey, it's
he may have won $2 million.
It ain't no telling what.
Your boat doesn't come in and you hung up on it.
Yeah.
You pulled the plug on it.
I pulled the plug on it. That's right. There ain't no telling how much money I've cost myself.
Yeah.
By playing RoboCop.
Ain't no telling how much you've saved yourself either.
All right,
look. Yeah, because Si would. I'm not saying Si would fall for it, but.
I am saying that.
Si's in the target audience.
Here's what you do.
I'd make Si a Rocket Money account if he ever just started answering them. I'm just saying.
Si, just answer the phone and preach the gospel to him. That's what you do.
Well, no, because there's too much. It's too much of his computer. Okay, because here's the deal right now, what's going on. The phone rings, and I look, and I said, wait a minute, that's the 318 number. Let me just answer it and see. So I answer it and say, hello. Well, hey, you got about 1, 2, 3. If you don't answer me back, it's bonk,
bonk.
Okay. I don't think you give them that long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I give them about 3 seconds.
No.
You don't give Martin that long.
No, because my wife done told me. She said, hey, why are you talking?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. He starts the three count when it's on his leg and he's hitting answer. So that's 1, 2, 3, bonk.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I hear it hit his little TV tray that's got his tee on it right beside his chair. Boom.
You hear the ice rattling and bonk.
So then inevitably I text Christine and say, can I talk to your husband? And then we talk.
There you go. If it's important, they'll call back. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, because he has a phone
doesn't mean you get to talk to him.
No, but hey,
they do call back. You hang up on that one too.
I know.
You got to call back three times.
I said, hey, this boy's hard headed.
I can confirm that is not true.
I said, this boy's hard headed. Bam.
Why don't you just get rid of the phone?
Then I'm sitting there ready going, and I said, he finally got the message. He ain't calling back. All right.
Have you thought about just not having the phone?
Well, no. I give them a chance to leave a message. If it's important, they'll leave a message. But no, no, they just call.
When's the last time you left a message somewhere?
When's the last time you never leave a message?
You hang up and then send a text. That's probably.
Well, if I call somebody and it says after the tone, leave your message, I leave a message.
Do you say your name and phone number?
No, I'm not going to say my name and phone number.
Okay, just check.
Not on here.
I did that once before.
No, I meant like when you leave a message.
Oh.
Hey, this is Cy.
Well, hey, why would I leave a message saying who I am? They just said, hey, leave a message at the tone. Well, when the tone hits,
hey, call me back.
That's it. That's all I say.
To be fair, it does tell them who it is nowadays. That's my favorite. Willie will leave a message. Hey, this is Willie Robertson. It's like, duh. It says that.
Yeah, it's caller ID, Willie Robertson.
He does it on his Instagram, too. Hey, guys, it's Willie here. Yeah, it's your page. That, you're the person in the video.
That drives me nuts. That legitimately drives me insane.
Hey, guys, it's Willie here.
That's right. Hey.
And it's not just him. It's everybody on social media that introduces themselves on their page.
Hello, everyone.
I'm like, come on, guys. Like, no, please stop. They know. They're following you. Yeah, they know who you are.
It even says your name up there at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know who you are.
But anyway, let's take our first break.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, I'm going to get some coffee.
I'm going to take a nap.
You want to go heavy, JD?
Oh, heavy?
Yeah.
Sure.
Where are we going heavy?
Yeah. I'll buckle up for a good time.
I'll go heavy.
Okay.
When Jason Robertson.
I told you that coffee would do it.
When Jason Robertson was teaching the youth. The teenagers.
Were you in there?
No, at White's Ferry Road. He told me this.
Oh.
He would tell them, okay, here's the question. Close your eyes, and here's the question. When I tell you, I want to know the picture of God, what do you see? When you say, okay, what does God look like? And he got a lot of different answers. One of them said, a white head, white flowing long hair with red eyes.
Red
in other words,
eyes?
Yeah.
In this other is spawn.
Yeah. No. He's
That's
he's
what them either, bass do in the spring. They get them red eyes.
Oh, well, yeah.
He was saying, okay, he looks up at and he thanks God as he's mad and angry all the time. And he's just up there waiting to whack you when you mess up. That was the view.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it's a.
I've been taught about that one.
It's a legitimate question.
Yeah,
like physically or like, just, does he have a scowl on his face?
What do you see when you somebody tells you, "Hey, you know, draw me a picture or describe God to me"?
I just see a bright light. Like
okay, no.
No man, no human, anything. Just a bright light.
I would say I'm more along the lines of, and not to compare these two things at all, but like a Zeus looking dude, like an old ripped dude.
So gray hair, kind of grayish white hair.
Yeah.
You picture wisdom then.
Yeah, like Santa Claus, but muscular.
Thor's daddy.
Santa Claus, but he cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going, this is funny, okay, because I all done the lesson Sunday.
Does Al see him wearing a vest?
Well, no.
Yeah.
Right. He might.
He must.
He might. But it's wild.
Let us make Al in our own image.
He was saying, you know, one of the big things was, you know, is that, hey, a Christian, okay, that believes in Jesus, okay, should have no problem with death. There is no fear there.
No.
Okay. But that's what most people fear.
Well, no, because that's the thing. That's what the devil had over us, okay, is, hey, you know, death.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus conquered that.
He did.
Okay, so we don't fear death.
Nope.
Okay, and there's other things. That's why I said, when you said light, I've got to go read the Bible, a lot of verses now, because of what, you know, Jason started it, then Al teaches a lesson in it, and my mind starts to
I'm just under the belief that if God was in human form, then he would have come down here himself instead of sending Jesus.
Well, he did say, let us make man in our own image.
Yeah.
Boy, we got deep in theological.
I don't know. I just don't see him as something to like compare yourself to, like muscles and all.
That's just what I see. I know. I would never say.
I think it's incomprehensible. Yeah.
Hey, look here.
Which is why the bright light is like.
Yeah. Fast forward. Okay. Me and my wife are watching television, and we're watching, Star Trek, the new one.
Where are we going?
Exploring strange new world. Look, they come up on a nebula.
A nebula.
It's just a big gas, a gas cloud.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Saw one of those at NASA.
The guy that's running all the things when he's, was talking about. Okay, what are you picking up,
Mr. Spock?
Yeah. Well, he says, "Hey, what do you pick up?"
Officer.
"I'm picking up an intelligence."
Intelligent life's in the nebula.
Yeah. And look, when I thought that, I said, "Hey, here's one for describing God: an awareness or a consciousness of something."
Okay,
and that went along with what you're talking about because I said, "Okay, wait a minute. Jesus is the light of the world, so now I've got to relook and reread that when it says He's the light of the world." Well, here's another one to look at. God is pure energy of the most, how do I put this? We've got the nuclear weapon. That's the smallest firecracker ever compared to the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. So then you get this just keeps, snowballing as I go on. Because Jesus is the light of the world, and the coolest thing, you need to do this the next time you're flying and it's dark. Fly, leave Monroe at 6, it's still dark, and you get in the air and you go to Texas, to Dallas, and by the time you get there, dawn is breaking. Well, 1 second, you're completely in darkness. You see, the only thing you can see is the lights of the city. And then all of a sudden, it's when the sun peaks and the first ray of light comes through, then you can see everything.
I feel like I'm watching The Lion King.
Yeah. Well, no, because I'm serious. It's the wildest thing to watch daylight come into existence from darkness.
That's why we get them go hunting every morning.
Well, no.
So you can watch it happen.
Yeah. But when I think of that, awareness or consciousness of something, and all the good stuff that we have or that we can have an opportunity to have, to receive, I call them the intangibles. Because you can't say, "Oh, hey, here's a handful of faith." No, you can't. Or you can't say, "Hey, here's light." Nope. Yeah. So there's so many things how to describe the Almighty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you say, "Well, wait a minute, hold it." Like J.D. said, what did he say? "Let's make man in our image." Well, guess what? Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. Hey, my man, Jesus was flesh and blood, just like me, with one big difference. He'd never sinned. Yeah. So it just gets wilder and wilder and wilder.
I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
You think if them Star Trek people pulled up and shot towards Earth, they'd still pick up any intelligence?
Probably not. Probably not.
I think we're probably at our lowest level in a while.
No. Yeah. No, they would tell me, "No, hold it. They're scanning." Spock is scanning, and he said, "What are you picking up?" And he probably looked back at Captain Kirk and said,
Nothing.
There ain't nothing there, boy.
Especially if they shined and hit the interstate and people driving on it.
Oh, boy.
But never mind. That's neither here nor there.
I love when you get on something like that, though, like Si.
Well, no.
Because I'm on something right now. I'm not going to talk about it on a podcast because I'm not well-versed in it.
Well,
I'm on Judas Iscariot right now, though, studying that dude. kind of, and it's like.
No, this is scary, though.
But you get all fired up about it like he is right now.
No, no, no. This is scary, okay? Because, like, I woke up this morning early, like probably, what, 4 o'clock? Yeah, and I'm laying there, and I'm thinking about
how. I just slept till 11.
I'm thinking about, hey.
He went
back. Oh, no, no. God is always whispering in my ear in the wee hours of the morning, talking about, psst, hey, check this out.
Good. You won't come watch my kids?
No, no, because, hey.
Come check out Waylon.
Because they don't whisper.
Because, look, as a young man, you ain't got time. You're fighting, making a living, all the junk you're fighting of this world. You ain't got time to just lay there and actually think.
No, you
about
don't.
About all the stuff. Okay?
You should make time for that, though.
Mm-hmm. No, no, you really should. Because you're missing out.
I know.
I intend on getting that in about 18 to 24 months.
Because I look
got
at
in the weeds.
I look at it, okay, and I've actually got a better understanding. You know, if somebody asked me, hey, okay, hey, describe this God you're always talking about. Well, now I can. You know, there's an awareness. You know, or there's a consciousness of something.
I can do
way, it. Way bigger and way greater than you are.
He can see Adam and us at the same time.
And another That's thing. Hey, yeah. He sees stuff that isn't.
Go way past us.
As it's are. It's are. It is. Things that are not yet here.
Well, they are. We just ain't experienced
it yet. For him, they are. They're there.
Yeah.
You know, they're solid. You know, that's why it just.
That's why he is God and I am not.
Amen to that. Well, let's take a break and we'll be back right after this.
That's something I always say when I'm speaking is talk about all the pretty things I've seen on this earth traveling around. And he just spoke all that into existence.
No, no, you were talking about that.
But he's going back to prepare a place. Can you imagine what heaven's going to look like that he put some thought into?
No, no.
He just wha-pow'd that all us.
That's why he building this one.
That's why last week I went to Michigan.
That's wild.
Snow, 2 foot snow, cold. Then went to Florida, you know, 85 degrees. Yeah. And just everything was so different.
Yeah, I know it.
It's so
weird.
Different, the landscape, you know.
And the people.
You know, crazy.
We already mowing up there where I come from. They ain't even started yet.
Oh, they couldn't get through the snow.
No, they ain't even got no leaves or no buds or nothing on their trees. They still look like wintertime.
Pollen ain't even started up there
yet. We got 2 solid weeks of spring, and then whatever happened last night happened, and I'm confused.
What happened last night?
I don't know. I woke up, and I was freezing cold. Allison goes, it's 64 in this house. I said, I didn't know I was supposed to turn the heat on.
Yeah.
And it was spring.
That's what I asked the maid today. I said, what's Christine got that stupid thermostat set on? And she said, why are you cold? I said, I'm freezing to death. Yeah. She said, well, I've been mopping and I turned the fans on when I mopped to help dry it out. I said, oh, okay, that may be part of it.
Well, carry on.
Yeah. I guess that may be part of it, but I'm still freezing my tail off. Yeah.
But don't stop that.
Yeah.
It was cold this morning.
Yeah,
it's chilly.
It was a bad storm here the other night.
Yeah, what, Sunday morning? Oh, yeah, the
Saturday
night / Sunday morning woke me up. I said, good Lord. And I was just sitting there looking at that monitor saying, please don't wake them up. Please don't wake them up. Please don't wake them up.
Because
it was a pretty good light show that it brought with it.
There was some shaking of windows.
Speaking of light show, the best one I've ever seen was in North Carolina.
What?
Okay.
Lightning.
Oh, okay.
Lightning.
I didn't know if
you want to see some lightning and lasers. Power? Yeah. And look, like an idiot.
You stood outside.
I could have died because I just went outside and watched it. And it just...
Did you have an umbrella?
No. It's over me, just right. I mean, it looked like just up here. You could touch it. Just going everywhere.
What was that last part?
You know, and I'm talking about, look, and hey, not fingers. It looked like rivers of lightning.
You like old boy on Shawshank when he got out.
Rivers of lightning. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was in wonderment, okay, of it. Because I'm telling you, you talking about a light show, son.
See, that was that kid in Jace's class. God was just...
Yeah, hey, 4th of July, can't even touch this. I don't care how big the fireworks is. Okay.
The 4th of July. What a good day.
Man, I know God got every reason to be angry. I don't think he wastes his time.
But
with
he
anger.
Don't. He don't.
I'm saying he can fix it like that.
Here's my personal opinion.
Well, he flooded the whole thing.
That's what. But what I'm saying is, when he gets mad, he ain't mad the whole time. If he was, there'd be like three of us here, because he just flood everything, drought everything, locust everything, you name it. We all be paying.
Job would still be around. Jesus and maybe Phil Roberts.
I feel. Yeah. I feel God does two
that's
things.
That's what I'm saying.
Does two things a lot. He laughs a lot. We do some stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and he's laughing, and then he cries a lot.
Yeah.
Because of the ones that will not learn and turn to it.
Them
are the two things that I think he does the most, is he laughs a lot, and then he cries a lot because he don't want to lose one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I agree with that.
I can get behind it.
Because getting angry, no, he don't get angry.
No, when he get angry, the solution is
he don't get angry.
The solution is quick and swift.
Yeah, yeah.
So if he stayed mad all the time.
Yeah. I like that one.
Well, no.
The Israelites complaining because they were hungry and they were tired of manna, and he was
and
like,
quail.
You want some quail?
Yeah.
Watch this. And he said it was going to come out their nose or it was going to be so much.
Yeah.
And you know he had to laugh after that was over.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. And don't stick none back. He didn't want you to keep none.
I always wonder,
would you keep some? He's providing it.
Mm-hmm.
You forget. Quail? You human being.
Well, no, I'm just saying, he's providing it every morning.
No, but it'd be hard not to put some in your freezer.
Well, I'm just saying, hey.
Say, now, hold on now.
Yeah. Hold on.
Them things be pretty good there about 6 months from now. We ain't got no more of them.
That's why I look at all the wonders. And that's just one of them we talk about. The honeybee.
Yeah.
The honeybee and the honey that they make.
Is that like a bombo bee?
A bumblebee.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Oh, no, you don't mess with a bumblebee.
The bumblebees are full
bumblebees
of.
Are
now, them bumblebees are full of anger.
The bumblebees are angry. And they stay angry.
Well, I see them that live in the ground. They the ones that stay angry.
Oh, hey.
Oh, them yellow.
Don't even drive over.
I want to hear the PBS dissertation of the honeybee, though.
Oh, no. Hey, the honeybee is
strongest shape in nature.
Things.
That's where
he's
going.
Look, that's what everything that flies, that hexagon, that's what we've got in our plane wings, okay? Because that's the strongest. Now, get this. A honeybee done this. That's the strongest thing there is that hexagon shape. Six sides.
Yeah.
Okay. It can hold the most weight and a little bzz, bzz, bzz. He's the one that come up with it. And look, he does it by just eating pollen and then mixing it.
You reckon if they screw one up, like one side a little longer than the other, they go back and fix it?
No, hey, they don't ever screw it up.
I know. That's wild.
If you took that and measured each one of them, you're wasting your time. Because when you measure the first one, guess what? All the other thousands behind it are going to be exactly the same.
Every time
size.
I've stumbled across of it, the last thing I do is got time to measure.
No, I ain't measuring.
It's time to roll.
I can see Jeff and Jessica's
bees. It is run, baby, run.
Yeah, it's time to get the heck out of there.
I've actually never seen Jeff and Jessica mess with their bees. I know they do, but I've always been waiting to see like Jeff in a bee suit across the pond.
Oh, no. You got to be – it takes certain –
I think it'd be hilarious.
Certain type people to do bees.
I'm just saying, I can see bees.
You've got to have
bee people.
You got to have a confidence in you, though. Because I'm telling you, hey, all you're going to do is you're going to have a little smoke pot that you can just push a little button in it.
Text Jeb.
A couple of puffs of smoke.
Because I'd like to watch
them. These are thousands of bees.
Now, what does that smoke do?
I don't know, but if you're going to get me to mess with a big old hive of bees, there's going to be some smoke involved, I guarantee.
Well, no.
And it's
going
to be made from gasoline and a match.
Yeah, but hey.
I was going to say it's going to be on the inside of the suit.
Yeah.
I ain't going out there in my right mind.
Oh, no. Some of the funniest things.
I tried that mess. Hey, I got ate up.
Oh, no. The funniest things ever happened was robbing beehives.
Robin?
That ain't funny.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it ain't. You get stung.
No, no, it's hilarious. Especially when it's somebody else's expense.
It's dumb.
No, no. Look, my dad and had me help him. We're on the porch. Here comes a big swarm of bees. They land on one of them big purple vines, flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they land, and hey, it's a bottle of them about that big around on this vine. Mm-hmm. Dad said, hey, go get me two chairs. I went and grabbed them, went around there, and we had a shed.
I wouldn't have been able to find them.
Put two sheds back there, right? Look.
I can't find no chairs.
Oh, no. Hey, I went back there and put them out. Then he said, come on. Yeah, he took his pocket knife out, and he said, grab his limb right here. Mm-mm. Okay. He sat there and cut the limb in two. I'm holding one end of it.
With a pocket knife.
With a pocket knife.
He had to whittle on it.
Oh, no. So he cut some more, and he's shaking this thing. Okay. So then me on one side, him on the other, carrying this ball of bees about that big around. We go back in and sit on the chair, and he sits down, and he takes a hammer and knocks a hole, a pine knot, out of the board. A bee rolls up, the queen bee rolls up, and he just right in that knot hole.
Thumped her right in.
Thumped her right in. Hey, they do a tornado, and they all go in that hole. Well, from then on, every time it's time to rob a beehive, we just go out there and take two nails, lift out the square door he cut, put in. Okay, Phil, look, Phil's the one doing this, and he's got about four jerseys on.
He's got a homemade bee suit, if you will.
Yeah. He's got on three pair of blue jeans, okay? He's got on the screen wire helmet. Okay, but what he didn't do
over the back porch.
Like a redneck fencer.
No, look. He took that board out, and he's looking at us like this. Well, he just throws it. Well, hey, needless to say, there was a honeycomb about that big on that board covered with bees.
Bees.
Well, when it hit, guess what? He was covered with bees.
Hmm.
I'm talking about you couldn't even see his blue jeans or the shirts. They was all over him. And look, hey, three pairs of blue jeans didn't stop them stingers.
No.
Four shirts didn't stop them stingers.
All smoke, no gas. Ooh, Lord.
Hey, here he goes.
Well, let's.
It was funny.
Let's take.
Yeah. It was funny.
Was funny.
Oh, yeah, we're all inside the house watching this. But, hey, that honey sure was good because, hey.
Who's a man?
Number three wash tub.
Full of honey.
Slam full of honeycomb and honey.
Mm-hmm.
Is that bigger than a number four?
I don't know, I think four, three's the biggest.
Okay.
I don't know.
But anyway, it was level four with honey and the comb.
Well,
excellent.
Let's take a break. Honey. We'll be back.
Take a break. We got to go get some biscuits.
We used to get, I just had a sweet gum tree.
With the balls?
Huh?
With the spike balls?
Yeah. Yeah, you used to go up there and cut it. Take your hatchet and chop you a couple of notches on it, and then come back like an hour later and just get you a roll of gum. Chew from the sap.
Oh. Martin?
Yeah.
Anything?
I wasn't there then.
No.
Hey, long as I've been alive, you can buy gum at the gas station.
Well, hey,
Big Red, Juicy Fruit.
We used to get it off sweet
gum. It used to say only a quarter.
Hey, this was free.
Free. Yeah.
All it cost you is to take a butcher knife and hit it a couple of times.
Did it taste good?
Yeah, sweet.
Oh, yeah. It was gum.
Sweet gum tree.
Sweet gum tree.
So it's better than the black gum tree?
Hey, guess what?
Way better.
This gum, when I was in Michigan, they had some blue containers on maple trees up there getting maple syrup.
Maple gum tree.
Good.
Okay. I ate pancakes last night, and I put syrup on
them. Yeah, that is. Put more. Hey,
ate pizza for lunch.
Put that maple syrup on them pancakes.
I can't have none of that.
He can't have none of that, boy.
That picture you posted on Instagram of your wife's lunch pizza.
My wife can make a pizza, son.
She can make a pizza.
Praise be.
Willie's pretty good at making pizza.
He ain't got nothing on Allison.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
No, I'll say it. I will put them next to each You'll other for that, anybody to taste.
Okay, well, hey, next time we're over with Willie's and they're doing pizza, it's on.
When is Allison going to be back on the podcast? Can she bring pizzas?
Yeah. She brings pizzas. It's game on.
Sorry, guys.
I got one piece left.
Oh, you got one.
No, he's saving.
I just remembered that.
Yeah. For a rainy day.
It ain't gonna be there when you get home.
That's right. It ain't gonna be there.
It is.
You got seven kids, man. One of them gonna be there.
Nah, this one got the peppers and all that stuff.
Oh, hey, you gonna eat them.
Decoy. Yes. You're going to get home, ain't going to be nothing but a pile of peppers laying on a paper towel.
She made that.
That's it. That's all you got, boys. Paper towels and peppers.
Crazy spot.
Where they warmed it up.
They ain't going to warm it up. They just eat it cold.
Praise be. I love cold pizza.
We eat way too much pizza. In our
and I love cold fish.
Cold hamburgers.
I ain't into cold fish.
Oh, man.
I ain't into cold hamburgers.
I love cold fish.
No.
You don't like cold fish?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm not a cold fish guy.
You don't like fish.
Man.
Oh, I like fish, but
no,
I like
you
it,
don't.
I like it hot.
I like fish two temperatures. So hot you can barely eat it, and then in the refrigerator the next day. That's the only two temperatures I like
just
fish.
Like it on a plate.
I had some fish yesterday.
He just likes it on a plate, boys.
I had two dinners.
That's living right.
Well, I had to drop my kids off at my parents' house, and they were eating dinner, which was some shrimp and some fried fish.
Yeah, you eat dinner with them and didn't say nothing, got on with eat again, didn't
you? Well, no, then we went to a church thing, and we were all doing breakfast, and I was like, I can't be rude. So I had some pancakes.
Give me some of that bacon.
Got to be polite.
There you
Don't be crude.
Mm.
And that's what got me this size. What are you going to do?
Oh, man.
Now, them lunch pizzas ain't good for the body, but. You know, if that's not, I don't.
That's good for the soul.
I don't want to be right or good.
Crawfish.
That's what I can
eat.
Marvin
crawfish.
Mandel,
can you?
I want some crawfish.
Well, go get you some
it's
crawfish,
that time
old buddy.
Of year.
They're cheap.
Hey, you had some the other day.
I know, but not enough. I had to leave.
I think so. It's good too. And I ain't even a big crawfish man.
That boy can cook some crawfish.
Yeah, but Taylor done a good job on that.
Grant. Yeah, he got
that
down.
To be from Texas.
Yeah, he got that down.
Yeah,
kind of a shame how much better he is at that than all the rest of
us. He matched sweet potato in there, JD.
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
I wasn't sure neither till I...
Hey, no.
Yes, sir.
That's right on.
You want that.
Yeah.
Grant the kind of guy to take crawfish bowl and try to make it healthy.
Yeah.
Grant has
sweet potato,
thrown
mushroom,
everything he can think
mushroom,
of.
Mushrooms.
Now, that mushrooms, that fungus is good in there.
And pineapple.
Yeah, the canned pineapple.
He just knocked holes in it, threw it in there. And, hey, that's the hottest thing it was.
Them Brussels sprouts.
I ate about four of them, and they burnt me up.
Did he put Brussels sprouts?
Were good. They were good.
I put he taught me to put Brussels sprouts in there.
No, I can see where that'd
be good.
They will hurt you.
Oh,
for,
yeah. They would be good.
It hurts to eat them, even though they're delicious. Then it hurts the
coming
next
out.
Morning. But
yeah, good.
It's delicious.
It's
going
good
in,
twice.
Coming out.
Yeah, them little mini cabbages will show enough get some things flowing.
Oh, what you talking?
Colon cleanser.
Oh, buddy.
Colon boys. Hey.
Yeah.
You got to keep it cleansed.
Hey, got to have it.
Hey, if not. You'll end up, you know, pooping in a box and sending it in.
I'm going to have to go do that.
Oh, we need to ask Goblin that.
What?
About getting...
Goblin, have you had a colonoscopy?
Yeah, I have.
Did you do it in a box?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I've had it both ways.
He blocked it out of his mouth.
But, hey, colon guard.
All I remember.
Colon guard, they ship you a box and you poop in it. And then ship it back to them. Hey, I'm serious. The easy way to do it. That way it's not intrusive.
And he hangs up when the phone rings.
That's definitely as seen on TV. Are you nervous about your colonoscopy?
That's right. Hey, go colon guard.
I ain't seen God with that perplexed that you told him about the bidet and vasectomy.
that's the same realm.
Same realm, boy.
I found their website.
So, God, when you're out on pooping in a box.
Oh, it's a prescription.
So.
Yes. Praise
does me. It have an expiration date?
Well, it's already expired.
No.
For sure. That is not safe to eat.
No. Hey, you UPS just back to them. Okay.
That's why I thank the UPS man extra today at work.
Yo, first day delivery.
I used to pick up cow pies and throw them at people.
Do you have to put it on ice?
Huh?
I'm just thinking logically here. Them UPS trucks get hot, bro.
No. Here's the time. No,
we're back on this.
I tell you,
they send you a bucket
diagnosis.
Okay, and then they got a solution to pour in
that's
the bucket.
That's a joke.
That ain't a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke.
No, that is but, Colton Guard.
Look at this guy.
That's it right there. See the bucket?
That's
see the bucket?
That's a swimming pool filter.
Hey. Oh, I'd say, yeah.
And why is he doing it next to the sink? There's no toilet
so
in this
show
room.
Me,
that's
show
why
me,
he's done the unboxing.
Show me what the price is.
It's prescription, so there's probably not one.
I don't pay nothing.
Oh, yeah.
He got that good insurance.
I got insurance.
I got prescriptions filled every month, but I have to pay for them.
You got Duck Commander insurance. I remember those days. That took a weird turn.
No, I mean, somebody getting paid for that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you can either go with a doctor and be reamed, or you can poop. Okay.
I think I'm going to go with the doctor.
Well, hey, I'm going to go with the poop. You know, it's a lot easier.
I'm sorry for bringing this back up, Martin. But I'm not sorry. We're going to take a break. Hey, I'm not sorry we're talking about this.
There's nothing was wrong with doing
this.
I just can't believe your
phone
this
rings,
is for
you hang
your
up.
Health, for crying out loud.
The Duck Call Room is now a proud sponsor of Be Sure to
this
Get Checked.
This is medical issues.
We want you alive to listen because that's there's only like 80 of you left. And you need to get checked.
My man said you can get reamed.
I think we're on a break now. I don't know. If not, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with hello@duckcallroomemails.com.
My man said you can get reamed.
When are you going back?
I don't remember when.
You kind of looking the
other
way.
What am I going back?
Yeah, you got to do it again.
Why?
They tell you when
you
to come back.
You do it about every 4 years.
They ain't told me to come
when
back.
When you're age. Yeah,
you might want to check into it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to do it ever so often. Once you get over 50, you're supposed to do it regularly.
Hey, we took a break, but we're still talking about it.
Every 2 years.
You're supposed to do it every 4 years.
Every 2 years or four, something like that.
I'm going to look. I think it's 10.
I'm saying when you get over 50.
They told my dad he could come back in 10 years, the last one he had.
Yeah. I don't recollect when they told me to come back.
Well, you might want to check.
It's probably been 10 years since I had it.
It's time.
Last time you went to the doctor, they told you had something you didn't even know about.
That's right.
What was that?
Hey.
When was that?
Your diabetes.
Yeah.
You wasn't even feeling bad.
Huh?
You should have it every 10 years, Godwin. And you should do it soon so we have a great episode to talk about it.
And unlike the nail salon, I won't be joining you.
Hey, this is one of them.
I'll stay in the waiting room.
We ain't gonna make it a party.
Yeah, I'll sit in the waiting room, but I ain't gonna come back.
We ain't gonna make it a party. We'll go with you.
I ain't
got
no pain or nothing to need to go.
Yeah. But you got to check. That's what's important about it.
Yeah. I don't have to check to see if I got no pain. Let's see. No, not hurting.
No, no hurt.
I just checked.
He just checked.
Or you can just poop in a bucket.
Yeah, it's easy now. They write you a paper, you take it to Walgreens, you pick up a pool filter, you poop in it, you give it to the UPS man. Right. They send you an email with your diagnosis within 2 to 3 business days.
They probably going to sell you some property somewhere next.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oceanfront?
Yeah.
Ocean. Arizona?
Is it a good deal?
Yeah.
I got some oceanfront property.
That's a scam.
Arizona, boys.
Not if California fall off.
That's right. Poop in a box.
Oh.
What's next?
I don't know. Johnny D? Emails, huh?
That's next.
Pooping in a box.
For real, go schedule your colonoscopy if you're a man of that age. It's important.
Help.
I need somebody.
You ain't even got
it. Oh, wait, I don't know.
That's
I don't,
what it says. Help.
Okay, we got some really heavy emails.
I'm telling you, that one started out, help.
I don't know if I want to do it.
Hey, what?
Hey.
I mean, how heavy do y'all want to go?
I don't care.
Hey, we done went heavy, so let's
What else we got to do?
Continue on.
Okay, this one's about as heavy as we've ever done.
All right.
My name is, thank you for parentheseing this and helping me say it, Yahira. Been married almost 6 years. Her and her, they both wanted children. The firstborn, almost 2 months old. This is a lady, by the way. She works full-time 40 hours a week. Whenever I get home, still got to cook, still got to clean. Baby's fussy. That's on her. My husband hasn't ever changed a baby's diaper or even changed his clothes. Sweeps or mops about once a month, but that's it. He does bathe it a little bit sometimes. But basically, she feels like she's doing everything by herself. And he gets mad if she brings it up.
So you working too?
Yeah, I think they're both working. They're both full time. Is what it would seem. It's a tie. I told you it was heavy.
So he won't.
Because somebody needs to grow up.
He won't need to talk to her about it.
There's even video games thrown in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody, I mean, but
he got to just get over there and get in the weeds with her.
But he's not, and she doesn't know what to do.
Oh.
Because he's like, eh.
Well, when she's disgusted with him, he gets mad.
You go sit that thing in his lap and walk away. That's what you do.
You're going to have a third person. Intercede here.
I was kind of thinking that's tough, but some.
No, serious. I'm going to have to get.
Yeah, why is he mad?
Person.
He helped make it.
Yeah.
Well, this.
Yeah, you need to earn up. Stepped up to the plate there.
Hey, you know what happened to me yesterday? What? Jackson was in his little chair. I heard him over there. He got a certain sound he makes when he poops, so I knew it was there. So I go. And I grab him once he's calmed down. I'm like, all right, I think you're done. I get him. No, he wasn't done. We just getting started.
We just getting started.
I picked them legs up and put them in kind of a poop position to wipe his bottom. And then here come the rest of them.
You just made room.
Yeah.
You helped him out.
Oh, it was fine.
Well, no.
But what I'm saying is, like, my man, turn this podcast on. There ain't nothing wrong with changing a diaper. There ain't nothing wrong with changing clothes. There ain't nothing wrong with helping your woman out.
Yeah. You think it's something?
You think it's something? Get you two of them.
Get you two of them, Jack. Yeah. I'll say this. Whenever our third one came along, which all different ages, which is easier than twins, I would get home, and I was the dish man every night. Because and Allison's stay-at-home mom was blessed in that situation, but –
These kids are 5 months old now.
There's a reason you can't make a kid by yourself.
Yeah.
Because
it takes both
of you. Of you helping.
Look,
out to all the single parents out there.
Amen.
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
I'd be
unreal.
Dead.
But
I'd
look,
just curl up in
these kids are 5 months old. I can guarantee you, since they've been born, me and Brittany slept in the same bed maybe five times. Maybe five times since they've been born. Because at nighttime, I just take all the nighttime stuff. Like, I let her go to bed. She's been with them most of the day. And so I take all the night and the first thing in the morning, then I get in the shower and I go to work. And then she's got them. So,
have you done the dishes any at all?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Every time. Every night, the last thing I do is turn that dishwasher on sanitize because it's full of baby bottles, the bowls they're eating out of, and everything else. That's the last thing I do is load the dishwasher before I go get in the bed. Like, so my man, freaking grow up, bro. Be a dad. Be a father.
Here's something, okay, but I got to, in this guy's defense, I don't know. I cannot change diapers.
That's fine. There's a lot of other things don't involve changing a diaper.
That's what I'm saying, okay? In his defense, okay, because I could not change diapers. If I did, I would make more trouble than it's worth.
And that's fine. That's cool, but you can wash the dishes.
But there's other things.
You can change your clothes. You can feed them.
Yeah, you can do other things.
You can do 100 other things.
Because I've done a lot of other stuff when she needed rest.
Yeah.
I took the kids and we done whatever we had to do.
Absolutely, 100%.
I will say, if we were to ask him, he would probably give a different side to the story. He would say, well, I do this, this, and this.
She needs to write him a note and put it in the bathroom and let him know what she don't like.
I kind of like Si's idea here. I think he's got to have a man he respects that's older than him.
Have someone, a third party, and say, hey, just what we're saying. Hey, dude, you got to give your wife some help.
Because if not, homie, she going to find somebody that will.
She may find somebody that will. That's true. Okay, because if she feels like she's carrying the whole load, okay, what she needs you for?
Amen, buddy.
You know, and I mean, I'm just
it don't
being
sound
honest.
Like he's making if, any
hey,
love
if he's by, if
she's, he's making
if she feels like she's by herself with all this, So hey, to save your marriage, you better step up and become a dad, like Martin said.
Yeah, be a freaking man.
Okay.
You ain't got to do it all.
You don't have to do it all, but the things that you can do,
you got
you
to
need
help.
To do.
You got to help.
Yeah.
And I'll be that third person. You turn this thing for him on him, listen to him. I don't care.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Being a man ain't what it used to be.
Go ahead. Well, here's her side of the story. We'd love to hear your side of the story.
Yeah, bring it.
We'll
I'd love to hear
email next
send
week.
The email.
But if it don't come with a selfie of you changing at least 7 diapers, I don't want to hear it. So,
I change diapers for
you. Need to help your woman out.
8 years.
Hey, that's your partner.
Because look, that woman went through a lot bearing this child. Yeah. For her to actually say something, it's bad.
It took both of you to make this child. Hey, you need to split the responsibility of caring for it.
Yeah. As the resident video game player in the duck call room, bruh.
There's hours from they go to bed pretty early. Mine do. Yeah. I would, if I wanted to play video games.
If your wife is changing diapers and washing dishes and cooking dinner and you are looking at a TV screen, my man.
Yeah.
I got questions because I'm better than you at whatever video game you're playing, and I'm still doing all the other stuff.
Yeah. At cooking dinner, man, I miss those days.
Cooking dinner?
When you got twins, buddy. Dinner. You just eat various times of cold things and call it good. Eating is no longer fun right now.
It's not?
It's just something you do.
My wife has said there was never anything sexier than whenever I was washing dishes, too. It's just going to throw that out there. It helps.
No.
Hey. You have twins. They don't even look at you with them eyes no
washing
more.
Washing dishes.
They'll come back.
Hey, if you wash dishes, it has nothing to do with your manhood.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
There's a machine that does it for you.
Yeah, this is 1922. You ain't scrubbing. You spray it, put it in there, and press start.
Rinse it off, throw it in, and let her rip, tater chip.
Let her rip, tater chip. You ready for the birth?
That's your partner you're talking about there, taking care of the baby.
And if you don't want to do that, my man, they make lots of paper goods. Go get them and throw them in the trash. Find people at paper mills everywhere need to work too. So
we got, whenever I started doing the dishes a lot, we got so many paper plates.
Yeah.
Throw that crap away.
Yes, throw in the garbage.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But bottles. Sorry, Martin.
14 a day, baby.
Oh my God. I just got tired.
These boys go through some
14 a day.
All right. I'm calling it back to the beginning when Si was talking about inconceivable, can't even fathom, because a lot of times people like to be right or wrong about things concerning our Lord, and I like what you said, just lie. I mean, I don't know, and I see one thing and we're all like, we don't know.
Mm-mm.
And one day we're gonna be like, wow.
Yeah.
And
day.
Then we're gonna be like, man, I was wrong about a couple of things, but wow.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite verses, I've probably done this one recently, but John 21:25, very last verse that John writes in the Gospel of John, Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written
about it. That's right.
We can't even fathom what he did on this earth. Mm-hmm. The dude that was with him was like, I can't even write all this down. So,
you got enough room.
But there's nothing wrong with exploring possibly.
All right, we'll see y'all next time right here in the duck call room. We're out.
I'm out.